You want your dog to obey you. Simple commands like sit and stay establish your place in the family hierarchy, plus can keep your pet safe in certain situations. Something else you should consider teaching your dog is good manners. Bob Ryder of Positive Transformations says just what constitutes good canine manners varies. So a good place to start is to visualize what you would consider good manners, like Ryder did with his dog, Daisy.
In my house, Daisy is absolutely welcome to jump up on furniture, jump up on me, lean on my lap. We usually cue her, but she can initiate that, and we're not bothered by it at all. And if she does something that we're not interested in or don't like, we just cue her to do something else. If I don't like her jumping up on my lap or on the counter, I train her, I cue her, I teach her a signal to put all 4 feet on the floor. She knows that off please means wherever my feet are, if they're up on the sofa or the counter or something like that, I should put them on the floor. And then I just reward her for going to her mat and lying down there. But good manners in general depends on the person, depends on the family, what's okay for some is not okay for others.
Whether sleeping on your bed or begging at the table are okay with you or not, manner-wise, Ryder says there are a few basics all dogs should know.
I think dogs and their families are really well served by having a dog able to accept confinement comfortably and just settle in a crate, settle in a room behind closed doors, and know that they don't have to be out and about while things are going on that don't require their presence. So when the doorbell rings and company's coming over, a dog can just be comfortably settled and know that it's time to work on a food toy in my crate. Settling on a mat when it's time to eat dinner or watch a TV program. Coming when called, that's an obvious one that can be a lifesaver.
Let's say your dog likes to jump up on visitors as they arrive, and that's a behavior you'd like to change.
There's a formula to kind of think through how to get your dog to offer the behavior that you want. Usually it starts with visualizing what you want your dog to do. It's very difficult to train a dog not to do something, right? And you're going about it the wrong way if in a way that's sort of no fun for anyone if you're constantly punishing your dog for everything the dog does wrong. So think of what would you like to see your dog doing, literally what does it look like in your mind's eye. Then prevent the dog from having the opportunity to do what you don't want with good management. A dog can't jump and greet visitors at the door if they're confined in a crate, if they're confined behind a baby gate, if they're out in the backyard, if the weather's nice. And then third, consistently and generously reinforce the behavior that you do like. I usually start by rewarding a dog for keeping 4 feet on the floor for less than 1 second. If I know that what they want is to jump up, I get a treat down to the dog for having their feet on the floor. And then it's just a matter of expanding how long does it take them to get a treat for doing that. The reward can be a piece of food. The reward can be my squatting down to scratch them on the chest or pet them and say hello, let them sniff my clothes. But what I want to avoid is for them to get rewarded by jumping up. I want to get ahead of that by rewarding them for the thing that they're already doing correctly.
Some other polite behavior you might consider teaching your dog is polite walking with no straining on the leash, willingly giving something like a chew toy or slipper back when asked. And door darting. It's dangerous, and your dog should learn not to do it.
Thinking about it from the dog's point of view, this is just a great opportunity to go out in the wide world and have fun. It's almost impossible to imagine the dogs are thinking, what could I do to really irritate my family? Run out now. From their point of view, I run out, everybody's excited and chases me, and we get to play games, and I get to see squirrels and so forth. So, again, back to that formula I was talking about, what do I want to see the dog doing when I open the door to let company in or sign for the FedEx delivery? What I want to see my dog doing is either lying in her crate where it's impossible for her to dart out, or lying at the top of the stairs. We have a split-level home. Lying at the top of the stairs quietly, just looking at what we're doing and being polite. You know, I find times to work on it when there's nobody at the door, and we reinforce her just for lying at the top of the stairs. First, I reward Daisy just for lying at the top of the stairs when nothing's going on and I'm right next to her, then with me a few steps down, then at the bottom of the stairs. Then while I open and close the door when there's nobody there, she just lays there and gets treats tossed to her. Finally, when I knock on the window by the door a little bit or ring the doorbell, all of these are signals to her that she's about to get a treat for keeping her tummy on the floor. Eventually, I have Susan or I go out and ring the bell when she's not expecting it. She runs to her place and gets a treat because she's practiced this lots of times and she knows just what to do.
Teaching your dog good manners helps make them a joy to be around. A few lessons in good manners won't make your dog the Emily Post of pooches, but it will be a great way to bond with your pet. Kindness and consistency from you will reap the same from your canine.